I got anger issues.
Humiliation.
Dude! Python, hey. He's really gay, he keeps it nice and...
Hey!
It's all he ever does, he never shot.
Hey! Hey.
Pythons? Hey! He hasn't shot a single bullet yet. Look, he's got 7 kills, 10 deaths. But every 7 kills was by a knife.
Hey guys, SMDL2 here with another audio boo. I'm still relatively new to this, so I might sound a little bit awkward or horrible at points, but try to bear with me as I attempt to communicate my ideas. What I want to talk about right now is just the amount of little kids on Xbox Live, on PSN, just... the amount of yelly little kids, you know the type, like you're playing Call of Duty, and you're repeatedly killing, you know, this player. Next thing you know, you get this angry message, and what at first might sound like a lady or something turns out to be like this 12-year-old kid who just goes like, "Why are you doing that, huh? You're not letting me win, you're not playing very fair or anything, wham ba dam ba dam ba dam ba dam." And they just go on and on like that, and it's like, really? Honestly? Just like, you know, where are the parents in this? And, you know, that was always something that bugged me, is like, what kind of parent gets their kid that game? Well, recently, I was at work, and for those of you who know, I work in retail. This lady comes up, and she buys Saints Row 2 for her son. Which I kind of asked her, I'm like, "Oh, hey, getting Saints Row, you play games?" And she's like, "Oh, no, this is for my son," and motions next to her to, like, this kid couldn't have been more than, like, 9. And so you have, like, this 9-year-old kid, you know, who she's buying Saints Row 2 for, and, you know, those of you who've played it, you know, like, that is not a game you're getting for a 9-year-old kid. You know, and I let her know what it was rated M for. I mean, you know, you're killing hookers. I mean, it's just really over-the-top, gratuitous, you know, violence and all that stuff. And, you know, I basically laid it out to her and told her exactly what she was getting out of the game and even recommended that she probably, you know, watch a gameplay video or something of it before she gets it, you know, for her son. And she said that she knows she already looked into the game and, you know, she really doesn't want to get it for her son. But apparently, if she doesn't buy it for him, he's just going to be unbearable, and there will be no peace around the house. And all his friends are playing it, and said he's probably just going to play it over at his friend's house anyway. But I'm like, that's... what? I was shocked, and... like, I mean, that's just lazy parenting right there. I mean, people have completely lost any control they have over their kids. They don't have the balls to step up. And just say, "Hey, no, you're not going to play that. You're never going to play that. You know, not in this household," type deal. And, you know, my parents, they were always real good about that. You know, I don't think I even, you know, played an M-rated game till I was, like, 16 or 17. I mean, you know, I mainly played just racing games, you know, like Jet Moto 2 and the like. You know, I think, you know, up until I got my Xbox... the most violent game I had played was, like, Lord of the Rings Two Towers or, you know, Star Wars Battlefront 2. But, I mean, basically, that's what I played. And, you know, they didn't get online until they were sure I was mature enough and ready to handle, you know, being in an online space. And I appreciate that every day. And I think if more people would use a little more control, there would be a lot less, you know, hate going online. You know, just because these kids, they pick up all this language from the games, like, they're gonna play a game like Grand Theft Auto and pick up on the behaviors in that. You know, so I think it's not so much the game itself that's ruining everything, it's just bad parenting. And so, I mean, if you're listening, and, you know, you end up having kids or whatever, just please, for the love of all that is holy, don't let them get Call of Duty or anything until they're absolutely ready. Please.